got a question here from Richard in Bury St Edmunds that's just been emailed in, and he says, "What if we term our universe? If what we term our universe was created by the Big Bang, does this mean the whole universe was a massive star that has exploded? And could this star be just part of a small part of an even bigger universe that we don't know about as yet?"
Well, anything's really possible. It's unlikely to be a star as we understand it, because stars don't happen until hundreds of thousands of years after the Big Bang. But there's always this idea that maybe our universe is just part of another universe, and maybe there are other universes out there. But to be quite honest, that's getting to philosophy. We're never really going to know the answers to those. Well, not at the minute, anyway.
Maggie, have you got an opinion on that?
Whether or not our universe could be a sub-universe of an even bigger universe?
Hmm. We like to probe the hard
possible
questions here on The Naked Scientist. All right, what do you think of this one, Maggie? It's from Keith McNichols, who says, "I've been listening to your podcast for a little while now. I've got a question which has been bothering me for some time. Why is north usually considered up? This is a point of contention with me. In protest, I keep my globe so the south is on the top."
You can keep your globe however you want.
Carolyn, any strong feelings?
I don't think north is considered up. You can go into colonial history if you want. I don't think there's a right or a wrong way. So keep your globe which way you like.
But if we look at how the planetary system did actually form, lots of people don't realise that, of course, all the planets in our solar system are on a flat plane, aren't they?
That's right.
And that stems from how they, in fact, formed from this initial protoplanetary soup, which was a sort of disk around the star.
Yeah, which was rotating around, yes.
So how did they end up with that disk turning into all these individual planets and the positions they've got? Do we know?
It's all the stuff that's left over from, you know, the star formation. But, of course, you've got to remember what we were saying earlier, solid rocky planets, they form closer in, and much more sort of lighter gassy objects form much further out. So that really is what, you know, it's certain planets can only form certain distances from the star. So that's kind of what determines what planets form where.
Thanks, Carolyn. Now, we're almost out of time, which means it's time to find out, actually, A, who's won, and B, what the correct answer is to how fast does the Earth go zipping round our solar system around the Sun. Helen?
Well, we've had a huge bumper crop of answers for our teaser question this week, so thank you to everyone who phoned in, who emailed in, but we had to have just one winner, and that is Chris from Poland. Not Chris in the studio.
No, I'm not in Poland.
But he has been listening to our podcast and is actually listening today live on the BBC website.
Zendobri.
Which is fantastic. Thank you so much for that. And the answer is round about 70,000 miles per hour. And I'll just go through how we work that out so you've got a bit of an idea of how we got there. But roughly what we're talking about is speed being distance divided by time. So if we think of the time we've got is a year, which is roughly 350 days, or, OK, let's say 25 hours in a day, which is 8,750 hours, roughly. And the average distance that the Earth is from the Sun is about 100 million miles. So if you think about it, the Earth has to travel in a great big circle all the way around the Sun, which, if you know your trigonometry. What's
your
the
maths.
Word? Your maths. If you know your maths, it's roughly 2 times that magic number pi, which is roughly 3, times that 100 million miles, and you're going to come up with roughly 680 million miles, which is how far the Earth travels in that year, which is that 8,750 hours. And if you've got a calculator or a very good brain and you come up with that out, it's around 72,000 miles an hour. Some of you are coming in with slightly less, coming in with sort of 30 kilometres per second and 18 miles per second, I think, or something like that. But basically, it's very fast indeed. And Chris in Poland is our winner. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Helen. And yes, it is pretty fast. And 30 kilometres per second is actually the correct second answer.
That's right.
Pretty,
in seconds. So
a stupendous distance in 1 second, 30 kilometres.
I'm surprised
kilometers.
Our heads don't just fall off from going
if
so
if the planet
fast.
Stops suddenly, I think they probably would do. But anyway, that's it for this week. A massive thank you to our wonderful production team here at The Naked Scientist. Thank you to Helen for helping to present this week's show. Thank you to Petro, who handled the phones, to Ben Vowsler, who put together our kitchen science, Dave Ansell and Azzy Kateri. Next time, we're going to be coming back down to Earth, thankfully not with a bump, and that's because we're going to be looking all about the science of animal behaviour. We'll have Tim Clutton-Brock from Cambridge University to tell us about meerkats and why they have such a rich social life. We'll also be hearing from Andrew Smith, who'll tell us about how monkeys choose a bed for a night and why they choose the colour of the fruit that they prefer to eat. And Nikki Clayton will be here to tell us about some really clever birds called scrub jays that can plan for the future based on experiences they've had before. Don't forget as well that we're going to be launching Question of the Week next week. So if you want to know what's in store for that, then you can have a go at Sabina's question, which was, if you drilled a hole right through the middle of the Earth and dropped a ball down it, what would happen. If you think you know the answer to that, it's a question of the week at nakedscientists.com if you'd like to have a go. And in the meantime, let me say thank you to the people who contributed this week, to our guests Terry Herford, Carolyn Crawford, Maggie Turnbull. For more science in the meantime, our forum, nakedscientist.com/forum, that's a thriving hubbub of scientific mystery, intrigue and discussion. It's just waiting for your input. Please take a look, nakedscientist.com/forum. Have a great week. Thank you for joining us. Please send any questions in the meantime to chris@thenakedscientists.com. We love hearing from you, so do please write. Until next time, goodbye.